Welcome to the From Burnout to Recovery Show with your host, Dr. Kate. This is where your journey to burnout recovery starts. Are you feeling overwhelmed or like work has become unmanageable? Join me and my guests for open and honest conversations about burnout recovery from the comfort of the front porch. I am here to help you build your resilience and prepare you for burnout in a whole new way through a variety of perspectives. Move past the idea that burnout can only be addressed by avoidance and work to integrate recovery into your daily life. Relax, take a breath. The From Burnout to Recovery Show starts now. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the From Burnout to Recovery Show with Dr. Kate on Transformation Talk Radio and member of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group. I'm your host, Dr. Kate, and I'm excited, as always, to welcome you to the show today. Remember, as you enjoy the show, if you haven't yet, be sure to hit that subscribe button so that you get notifications so you never miss an episode. And be sure to download the KS Media Group app for all the world's best influencers in one place. Today, we are going to be joined by our guest, Jeff Seo, who helps unfulfilled millennials create an inspired vision for their future through overcoming self-doubt with his Mind Access Method. He is an experienced life coach and NLP practitioner, working with many millennials worldwide. Alongside this, he is an accomplished academic with qualifications in the disciplines of human biological sciences, neuroscience, and biotechnology. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Kate.
Well, I am excited that you are here with us today. I would love to get us started if you would like to tell us a little bit more about yourself and your experience with burnout and your journey to recovery.
Yeah, so you introduced me perfectly. I'm the founder of Mind Access Life Coaching, so I won't go further into that right now. But my experience of burnout is I used to work in clinical research, and before that, I had worked continuously. So from the age of about 21 to about last year, which was about 25, I had worked nonstop. So I was always running about like three jobs, four jobs, studying my master's, doing my thesis. And it all ran to a point where I was still going okay. But when I was in clinical research in this particular role, I really, really burned out very hard, purely because it was a combination of the responsibility, but also lack of fulfillment. And on top of all that is I felt like, you know, I had studied and done all this stuff to reach a point where I thought that this would be something that I wanted to do, because I'd spent so many years, I have three degrees, and I put myself into this particular niche in the career world, but it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. It didn't provide me any enjoyment. It used the skills that I learned, but it was nowhere aligned to, you know, where I could have seen myself. So in June 2021, last year, I left that job and moved to Melbourne. 3 weeks later, I just dropped everything and just moved. I was like, I need a reset. I need to just change everything, because that's how like unwell that I felt, like mentally. And I knew I wanted to become a coach. I knew I was already angling towards that, but I knew I had to leave. So I just left. I'm back in Perth now because we had some issues with COVID for a long time in Melbourne. So I came back to Perth, locked down for about 5 months. But yeah, I left and came back. But moving really helped to kind of overcome my burnout. But I guess we'll go through that in a bit.
Yeah. I think that piece that you brought up is super important about fulfillment. And I know that I think that that's something that when I work with folks and I hear from a lot of people, that that is kind of one of the first pieces of kind of recognizing that things aren't going well, is they finally kind of come to terms of that lack of fulfillment in work.
Absolutely. Fulfillment is so important. As humans, you know, we are meaning making machines.
Yeah.
It is so important to have meaning. Like, you know, the existentialists or nihilists would say there is meaning to life, there is not meaning to life. But realistically, what gives people purpose and happiness is to have meaning, to feel like their life is worth something, not just a random existence. So when you start to kind of create a sense of meaning and purpose for yourself, life becomes better. It doesn't necessarily become easier, but it becomes more focused. It becomes more fulfilling to do things, and you have a reason to do things.
Yeah. What were some of the, I know that you mentioned that you had that interest in coaching in that aspect, but what were some of the ways that you figured out what would bring you that fulfillment?
Right. So I was a drug addict for 8 years, right, and an alcoholic. So I was a high functioning one. So that's how I went to university and got through all these careers and things, because it was something that was always in the background of my life. But over time, like I never enjoyed that period. It was kind of just me coping with the fact that I was so unhappy with my life. Mm. So it was a really good coping mechanism. Well, it wasn't a really good one, but at the time I used it as a coping mechanism.
Sure.
And the coaching came into kind of like my realm when I wanted to get sober. And I never knew anything about coaching, but I had bought an expensive coaching course to kind of just pull myself out so I could be in sobriety. But I bought that about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I'd always just had it. I just never did it. Mm-hmm. And then when I got sober, I started to do that. I started to train myself every day. Getting sober was a tough process because I had to cut everything out of my life. But the coaching was something that kind of, it didn't pull me out, but it was something I was actively doing. And then at the end of 2020, I created an Instagram page called Your Daily Purpose. Mm-hmm. And this Instagram page blew up very big and very quickly, because all I was doing was I was taking quotes from philosophers and sharing it online and giving my deconstruction and my take. And it reached a huge audience and they were loving it for some time. Mm-hmm. And they were messaging me and telling me things. And for one of the first times in my life, I realized that the stuff that I do did have value to other people. Mm-hmm. Up to that point, I always thought the similar train as a lot of other people is that you just have to make as much money as possible and then just go do your thing. But this experience helped me to realize that, okay, maybe I can do something with my life that's good. Mm-hmm. So I started to combine that with the coaching, and especially with my sobriety and my clearer mind, I began to get really clear on my values, morals, ethics, my passions, what I cared about. And I went through a whole process where I discovered at least a level of fulfillment that's going to provide me the leverage to achieve the vision that I could see in my mind. So coaching is where it started. I quit my job to do this. I left a career that I could have easily gone down the path of. I just left that and I started doing this in August 2021. And it has been great. I've enjoyed it a lot and it's grown very quickly. So it's been awesome.
That's amazing. I love hearing that. What an awesome just story in terms of kind of that piece and recognizing that, the addiction wasn't the most like coping, but not the most supportive and finding way into sobriety. And then the clarity that came with that. I would love to hear a little bit more about the mind access method and how you work with people today.
Yeah, so the Mind Access Method consists of two programs, which is the Keystone Program and the Premium Program. And the Keystone Program comes with 11 coaching sessions, and the Premium Program is 15 coaching sessions. That's the overall gist of how it operates. Now, if we delve within, the outcomes that I help my clients with is overcoming their fears, getting clear on their vision, creating a good strategy to actually help them do it so that once the coaching ends, there is a definable endpoint for them to move forward towards, helping them angle towards their passions and understanding what they would like to do with their life. A lot of people are not very clear in that. Also helping them really get a good grip on the confidence and the ability to actually develop their mind and get more self-awareness of where they're going, why they're going, how they're going to do it. All angling towards that endpoint of this is what I want to do in my life. This is how I'm going to do it. And this is how I'm actually going to be successful in achieving it. That's the ultimate outcome.
Mm-hmm. I love that. What might you say to a listener who is maybe in the space where they're struggling with their own addictions?
If you are struggling with addictions, the first thing you've got to do, I know this is very obvious, but you've got to get sober. Mm-hmm. Because anything that you want to do with your life that has an ulterior purpose requires clarity of mind. And that is a fact. You need to have a clear mind to be able to take yourself anywhere, because if you don't have a clear mind, you will always revert back to these old patterns. You will always revert back to things that you don't want to be doing. Clarity is so important. And now if you wanted to go about finding sobriety, the most important thing that you could do is replace your habits. Get really clear on what is causing you to be down this particular route. So let's say you're addicted to alcohol, right? What are your triggers to drink alcohol? And once you start to try and change your habit, you're going to find a lot of things coming up from your past. You're going to find a lot of things that you have to face, emotions, because that's what addiction is for. We try and just like cover that up. We try and paper over it because it's easy to smash your mind. Then, you know, to look in the mirror and say, what is actually the issue here? So you, when that comes up, you've got to be ready for it because it's going to feel awful, but you've got to be ready to face what lies within. And you've got to understand what lies within is what you're trying to run away from. So you've got to understand how it is that you can come to peace with that. And that's a process in itself. And I could talk for hours, Kate. Like, I think that's a probably a good summary.
Yeah, no, I think that that's incredibly, I think probably helpful for listeners in that aspect, in that there's some digging deep and some looking at the pieces that you're trying to almost, you know, numb out when it comes to the use of alcohol or drugs or other addictions in that aspect. So I appreciate you sharing that. What are some of the things that you have done in terms of like habit replacement for yourself?
Right. So that's a great one. And that's actually how I managed to overcome it, because there was a couple of steps that I took. So the first step was getting crystal clear on why I was doing it. I had to realize like why I was doing it. And after I realized why I was doing it, which was to have positive impact, I've always been self-aware, kind of like the state of how things are going in the world. And I've always been self-aware that I was running away from my past. And I knew that the only way to get over it was to really get clear on why I wanted to get over it. Yeah. And then I had to figure out the how. So I discovered personal development at this time about 2 years ago. And before then I knew it existed, but I always just thought it was, you know, wasn't my thing, because I'd always been into like academia. So yeah. I was always reading science stuff and like, you know, learning about like the medical field. Mm-hmm. But then when I learned about this, I was like, wow, this is kind of cool, because it kind of ties into neuroscience, psychology, but not really. It's like its own thing, its own niche, but super interesting to learn about. And then habits are very important, because habits underline your foundations. If you imagine that life is a house and you want to build a house, every time that you try to build a house, if you don't have a good foundation, it's going to blow down. It's like a house of cards. You need a foundation to build upon, and those are habits. So like, for example, if you wanted to integrate positive habits into your life, you have to understand your triggers for negative habits. If you're a smoker, and most smokers, like I used to smoke before breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because smoking goes well with meals. If you identify that, then rather than smoking, or sorry, after lunch and dinner, if you identify that, then replace that smoking with a different habit. So for me, whenever I wanted to smoke, I would do 10 push-ups. And if I did the 10 push-ups and it wasn't like, and it wasn't making it disappear, then I would have to really just meditate or put myself in a different headspace. And I would go to the gym every single day. So for 6 months, I went to the gym every single day, and I just went to work, went to the gym, and I just studied like my life coaching and my personal development. So I cut down my social life a lot, because that was one of the places where it was stemming from.
Yeah.
So you've got to replace the negative habits with positive habits. You can't expect to integrate positive habits without removing the negative ones, because your brain only has the capacity to have that many stereotyped actions at once. So if you try and fit too much into your life, you're going to feel overwhelmed and just go back to what's comfortable. So you have to do it incrementally to make sure that your change is moderate and definitive, rather than all at once and you burn out. And that's how it can happen. And I learned that too, because I tried to be sober all at once on the same day, and it was awful. So don't do that.
Yeah. I think that integration part, and like the stair stepping of it, and kind of, you know, starting with, you know, smaller goals in that aspect, as opposed to like, as you said, like trying to do it all at once is so important for folks to keep in mind. Cause when we try to do anything new, create a new habit in any way, whether it's, you know, overcoming an addiction or, you know, starting a new fitness program or eating differently, like it always helps when we do those smaller steps, as opposed to I'm going to do it all today.
It's like the New Year's resolution curse, right? It's like everyone tries to change your life for one day, but without realizing that that's a huge shock to the system. It's like, you know, dumping yourself in cold water. So you've got to learn how to moderate and be deliberate with your actions. And that's how you get success with it.
Absolutely. Are there things that you do for yourself, kind of daily activities to kind of help yourself, like support that routine and what you, you know, how you've established your life now?
Yeah, my life is super structured now because the structure is what allows me to do what I do. Like one of my biggest struggles in the past was with structure. Mm-hmm. Like for many years, I could not get a rhythm in. I just could not do anything. I'm of the opinion that I've undiagnosed ADHD. So for many years, I just could not structure myself in any way or form. Like even reminder systems, I just could not do it. But now I have a really good system that I've developed over the last 2.5 years that have really put me like on a good path. It was part of working in that clinical research room. You have to be very organized.
Yes.
You know, you're working with many different countries across the world and running projects. So you can't be all over the place. Mm-hmm. But so yeah, the structure. So I use a calendar. I basically live off my calendar. And on top of that, I train every day. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about like going to the gym or going for a run. I will train every single day. It doesn't matter. I don't really feel tired. They always say you got to rest. I'm not sure. I don't really feel like I ever have to rest from training. It is like a rest to me because mm-hmm. my life is busy, and like an hour, 2 hours of training is like, it's a relaxation. So that's one of the main things that I do. I meditate every day as well. Mm-hmm. Because meditation just gives me more day, more energy, and more mental clarity to last the entire day. It's like a little gap in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And I guess I just eat healthy. That's pretty much it. And drink lots of water. Like nothing too crazy, just the basic stuff that, you know, humans should do.
Yeah, absolutely. But I like that piece of like, you know, living through the calendar, making sure that you have that movement and kind of the training every day. And that, you know, kind of is its own aspect of recovery, the meditation, and then just kind of that putting the good things in your body, water, healthy foods, those kinds of things.
Yeah. I mean, it just gives you leverage, right? Like, you know, I've spoken to a lot of people that struggle a lot with like, you know, kind of like burnout and things like that, and depression, but it's a lot of the time their habits are terrible. You know, like they're eating junk food, not training, not going out in the sun, not going out into nature. You just sit inside. And, you know, I'm not saying that's the complete cause of it, but I'm also saying that's like that's a factor. And mm-hmm. if you're not doing healthy habits, you're not really helping yourself at all. So
yeah, I could not agree more. Absolutely. Well, this has been so great. If you were able to offer our audience members one additional piece of advice, what would that be?
It would be that if you are suffering burnouts, you've got to get clear on why it is you're suffering burnout. And you've got to get clear on whether you are suffering burnout. A lot of people don't know they're even suffering burnout.
Yeah.
So you've got to look for the symptoms and you've got to self-diagnose and take a moment to slow down. For me, my moment to slow down was actually COVID-19.
Mm.
So that before that, I had never had the mental space to slow down, but COVID-19 gave me that. So especially now as the world starts to heat up and things get busy again, create a space of time and reflect upon your life. Are you where you're at? Are you happy with where you're at? And if not, kind of do a diagnosis and check in, because find the burnout before it finds you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. Yeah. Find the burnout before it finds you, but give yourself some space, slow down so you can have that reflective process to just kind of have that diagnosis and see where you're at.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. Where can our audience members find out more about you?
So you can find more about me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, or my website. On Facebook, I am Mind Access Life Coaching. On Instagram, the exact same, Mind Access Life Coaching. On LinkedIn, I'm just by my name, Jeff Ciel, because LinkedIn's a little bit different like that. And then on my website, it's mindaccesslifecoaching.com.au. I've got plenty of stuff. I've got a book you guys can get. You can learn more about my programs. I've got a free webinar series. I've got lots of podcasts. I've just got lots of goodies, really. So if you like, come check it out or have a chat to me. My doors are always open.
Amazing. And dear listeners, we have everything there available for you in the show notes so you can connect with Jeff. Jeff, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me, Kate. It's been awesome to be here.
Well, it was so great to hear from Jeff and his perspective and his story, not just on the burnout aspect, but on addiction and creating new habits. So we're going to move into our recovery moment at this point. So listeners, make sure that you are in a safe space to do that, that you have the opportunity to disconnect a little bit and create a space without distractions. And if that's not where you're at right now, take a listen, you know, hear it in, listen, and then come back to the recovery moment later. This recovery moment is focused on happiness and breaking habits. So it goes right in line with what we were talking about with Jeff today. I also want to remind you that if you haven't yet, be sure to hit that subscribe button so that you don't miss an episode. And if you heard something that resonated with you in this show, be sure to share it with a friend who it might help as well. So let's get started with that recovery moment. So let's get started with our recovery moment. I want you to find a comfortable place to lay down where you will not be disturbed by anyone or anything for the duration of our recovery moment. You want to be relaxed, happy, accepting, break habits, and learn new things. In order to do these things, you must become relaxed and then focused on what it is that you really want and need. It is up to you to dedicate the time and make the necessary efforts towards your goals. So say to yourself, I intend to relax, be accepting of life as it comes, break bad habits, and create new helpful ones, and be open to learning new things, always being genuinely happy. Get into a very comfortable position and make sure that you will not be disturbed. It is easy to relax, even though you might not get the chance to often. So let's take 5 deep breaths together to oxygenate all of your body's system to start. Inhale and exhale slowly. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and let it go. Breathe in and out. Breathing in fully and let the air escape. Good. Now, let your eyes wander around, looking at all the things around you without looking too long at anything in particular. Now, without any effort, allow your mind to choose in front of you something to focus on and do not look away. Begin to slowly blink your eyes with each number I say. Blink once, continuing to stare at that spot in between the numbers. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0. Allow your eyes to gently close, and when you do this, feel a wave of relaxation sweep over you. And now, let your focus move down to your eyes. Just notice how your eyes feel, and ask them to relax even more. The little movement in your eyes is called rapid eye movement and is completely normal. These small movements allow you to feel calm. Notice how the back of your head feels against the surface that it is touching. How heavy does your head feel right now? Let your focus move to your nose and feel the slight sensations of the air moving in and out with your breath. When you breathe in, imagine that you are being filled with calmness. And when you breathe out, imagine your body feels heavy and deeply relaxed. Very good. Now, focus on your ears. Notice how they feel and what they hear around you. Try to hear every single noise. When sounds come into your ears, they act as little waves of relaxation, taking you even deeper. Notice the sound of my voice and how soothing and motherly it is. From here forward, you can only hear my voice guiding you, all other sounds passing through, only taking you deeper into a state of calmness. Now focus on your mouth. How does it feel and what do you notice? Can you sense the flavor of something you recently tasted? Perhaps you can imagine biting into a fresh slice of an apple and notice how your mouth waters. Very good. And move your focus down now to your neck. And if there is any tension, just ask it to release a little more. Notice how your neck feels right now and just feel all the sensations in your neck. Now focus on your shoulders and move your attention going slowly down each arm, down all the way to each fingertip. What are your fingertips touching right now? Feel the sensations on your fingertips. Nice. Allow your focus to go to your chest, relaxing this area as well as your upper back. If you notice any tension, just ask it nicely to release just a little. Now imagine you are focusing on your heart and feeling it beating strongly, supporting you. Relax your heart and notice how good it feels to do so. Now focus on your lungs, feeling them gently expanding and contracting with your breath, delivering oxygen to your body. Allow your focus to move down your vital organs and digestive system. Just notice your belly and how it feels. Just observe it working and digesting effortlessly for you. Now notice your back and how it is pressing against the surface you are on. And if you feel any tension, just say, please relax just a little more. Focus on your pelvis and hips and notice any sensations you are having there. This takes you deeper into a state of relaxation, allowing your focus to move down each leg now, slowly relaxing those as well. Your legs have been taking you so many places over the years, and they deserve to fully relax. Notice this wonderful wave of relaxation moving down your knees and down your lower legs, all the way to your feet and the very tip of each toe. Good. You are doing so well. Okay. Now we are going to take our focus back up the body the same way we came, but this time imagine that in through your toes, you are slowly pulling in your favorite color. Imagine your favorite color is coming into your toes and your feet. It goes up your legs, passing through your knees and up into your pelvis and hips. This beautiful color is filling up your digestive system and belly. It fills your vital organs and continues into your lungs. This color is healing you as it fills you. It fills your heart, and you notice how happy you are becoming by doing this. The color goes across your shoulders and down each arm, all the way to the fingertips. Your favorite color is moving up your neck now, relaxing it as it goes. It fills up your mouth, ears, nose, eyes, and then quickly fills all the tiny areas of your brain, relaxing it too. It moves all the way to the top of your head where we began. Good. Notice how completely relaxed your entire body feels right now. I'm going to tell you something important, very important, and you will deeply hear the words that I have to say to you, and they will affect your life for the better. You are completely aware at every level of your mind even though your body may feel asleep. These things I am going to tell you will build your ability to relax, be accepting, break habits, learn new things, and be happy. You want a life that is passionate and fulfilling. You are fully capable of relaxing at any time you need to, allowing for life to come as it does, accepting the moments that are challenging as well as those that are pushing you quickly towards your goals. When you feel a moment of tension come, the way you instantly relax is to take a big, deep breath and focus only on what that breath. And when you do so, allow nothing else to matter except your breath. And if you do this correctly, you will instantly feel more relaxed. If you need, you can take a few more deep breaths, relaxing you even further. This is the main key to changing your life for the better. Remembering to breathe is the key. Good. In life, if you desire to be fully happy, there is no other option than to accept things as they are. The changes you make can only happen through yourself, acceptance being the primary goal. Imagine that you are in some kind of argument and you do not accept the situation as it is. You will be angry, and that clouds your ability to be happy. When you get upset, it is difficult for you to think clearly and accept the situation as it is. Good. Do you see how accepting all situations allows for you to be happy? It is very beneficial when you are in a state of relaxation to focus on being happy. Relaxation is the key to everything. Once you fully relax, your mind is clear, your body is calm. With this newfound relaxation technique and ability to accept things as they come, you are able to learn and to become a happier and more relaxed in your life. You know that in order to be fully happy, you must find any possible ways to eliminate bad habits that keep you from being happy. It's easy to notice your bad habits now. And when you do, take a big, deep breath, relaxing, and accept that you are present with a moment you can change. Each time you are triggered towards a bad habit is an opportunity for you to learn to accept the situation as it is. In learning to accept the situation as it is, remember relaxation is your key. And it allows you to make the necessary behavior change to move your life towards the better. You will do this effortlessly because it is very important to you. And the moment you make this change for the better, you will become a happier person. And lastly, the final step to achieving all these wonderful things is that from now on, you think, act, walk, and feel genuinely and deeply relaxed. In those times when you need to accept the situation as it is easy for you to do so and feel how happy you are. Your posture exudes confidence and your head is held high. From now on, your actions with everyone you encounter are that of complete acceptance. You genuinely accept things as they are, bringing you peace and relaxation. Each time you encounter a bad situation, you will feel deep knowing that there is an opportunity to just let go and accept it, a chance to be happy. Now say to yourself with certainty, I can relax whenever I want to by breathing deeply, and I fully accept others and situations as they come. I notice when bad habits arise and will easily change them in order to learn new things and improve my life. All of these things I accomplish make me to be fully happy in my life. And notice how that feels. You did such a good job today. So let's come back to a wakeful awareness and bring back with you all that you've learned. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. seven, eight, nine, 10. Take a deep breath. Allow your eyes to open. Remember to let go and be happy. Thank you for joining me on the From Burnout to Recovery show today. Remember, for more recovery moments, you can follow me at Dr. Kate Steiner on Instagram and subscribe to the From Burnout to Recovery show on YouTube. I'm so grateful to our guest, Jeff Seo, and I am grateful to each of you for listening. Thank you for joining us today on the From Burnout to Recovery show with Dr. Kate on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Kate, and I wish you peace on your journey. Thank you for joining me on the front porch today. Remember, you can download your free guide on how to recover from burnout in 2 hours a week on my website, drkatesteiner.com. And as always, be well, my friends. Thank you for joining me, Dr. Kate, on the From Burnout to Recovery show, where you are starting your journey to burnout recovery. You are invited to join me on the front porch every second and fourth Friday of the month on transformationtalkradio.com to continue growing in resilience and integrating recovery into your daily life. If you would like to learn more or find out how to work with me, visit liftwellnessconsulting.com.